You alluded to some of the other things that are in the works. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, dual polarization, of course, is a great new tool out there, and it may be as revolutionizing as the Doppler was when it came along, because of our ability to improve data quality based on dual polarization. We can actually tell what are bugs and what are birds, as opposed to what is rain, as opposed to what is hail and frozen precip. So we can start mapping out where these things are located and improve our data quality a little bit. We have the ability to do better rainfall estimates because we now use not the power being returned, but the phase change. So when we send out a wave, the timing gets moved slightly as it goes through water. And by measuring those differences in the vertical and horizontal, we can actually tell how big the raindrop is. And the other thing is that when we have power being returned, if we don't get, if the calibration of the radar, the transmitter that's putting out of the power, if it loses power, well, then we get less power returned. So we have to make sure that everything's calibrated pretty precisely. With the phase change, you don't have to do that. So you can, as long as you get some power on the target, being a raindrop or whatever we're trying to measure, we get a better estimate of what's going on, the precip that's going on. Therefore, we can make better rainfall estimates. So we're going to improve our rainfall estimates tremendously. And then now we can map the hydrometeors and where they're located, raindrops, rain or hail, frozen precip. We can map where that's located within the storm. Now we're starting to get a feel so that we can put that into models. We can start to understand which hydrometeors are contributing to various aspects in the model, and we'll be able to improve our parameterization of those types of parameters in the models just by knowing where they're at and how they're moving. And so having this ability to map where various types of precip are in a storm will allow us to improve our model, so we should have much improvement there too. So dual pole is going to be a great advantage to us, and as our chief scientist Dušan Zrnić loves to say, it's going to be revolutionizing, probably more than the Doppler radar did when it came along, and it was pretty revolutionizing. We've improved our warnings across the country tremendously by having the Doppler capability. The other things we're working on, we're always trying to improve the WSR-88D. We have programs that go on, and Weather Service, the National Weather Service, funds us in a program called the NextRad Product Improvement. And we do various upgrades to algorithms. We're working on various improvements in data collection, etc. But the next real big thing that'll happen after dual polarization is implemented is that we'll go to looking at a system called phased array. Now, it's a new technology, been around a long time in the military, but new to weather. This technology was implemented on ships in the mid-70s, so it's been used a lot for aircraft tracking, etc. But when I talk about phased array, phasing is just a word for timing. So, and we do that every day with our ears, so I like to use that analogy. If a sound wave comes from a given direction, it hits one ear first and then the other, and our brain tells us it came from that direction. That's phasing. That's actually the phasing, and the elements were the two arrays, our ears. Well, a phased array has multiple elements. So our current testing system has 4,352 elements on the array. So each one of those is doing the same thing. They're measuring the wave return and the timing, and so they know exactly where that return came from. But in this case, we can also send energy out from those arrays. So I can form a beam in the atmosphere by the timing of when I release energy from each one of these elements. And that forms a beam in the atmosphere. Conventional radars, they have what's called a feed horn, and then you have to move the antenna to point where the beam's going to go. But with a phased array system, you just tell which elements to release their energy at what time, and that moves the beam within plus or minus 45 degrees. So I can scan a 90-degree sector electronically, and I get a lot of speed and I get a lot of versatility out of that. And so we're just now trying this technology on weather, and we're just starting to test that. So that's going to be some exciting technology that we feel we can adapt to weather, but we're still trying to prove that.
Now, the way I understand Doppler is it basically spins around in a 360-degree circle.
That's a conventional radar. Both of these have Doppler capability. And a conventional radar does have to move the antenna 360 degrees in order to see the full 360 degrees. With a four-faced phased array antenna, you do everything electronically. There's no moving parts. You just scan plus or minus 90 degrees off each face if it's a four-phase system, and I can do that all electronically. And I can do that, of course, four times faster than I can scan a rotating one, just because I can process each one of these faces separately. So that's quite an advantage.
If you've got a severe storm or something moving and you've got that conventional radar, you can only get kind of an updated picture of that every...
Well, on average today, they'll get it about four minutes or so in their fastest scan strategy, 6 minutes in some of their other scan strategies. But the WSR-88Ds normally take that long to actually scan. It doesn't take them that long to scan 360 degrees, but to get a full volumetric picture of what's going on in the atmosphere, it does take them that long. And we can do that same type of thing in less than a minute. So we get volume scans of less than a minute, and we're starting to see details in storms that we've never seen before just because of this faster scanning. I've got a tornado that we captured in May of 29th of 2004 that we're just starting to look at, but with phased array, but the volume scans are every 15 seconds. And you see things moving in the atmosphere that we've never seen before by looking at the storm, and it's pretty amazing stuff. Now, what that means, we don't know yet, but we do know that we're seeing detail that we haven't been able to see before.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, the phased array program, based on research funding, we're looking at how that actually applies to weather, and we're making good progress in that direction. But we still need to test out a few things, like putting dual polarization on a phased array system. Once the fleet of radars go to dual polarization, they're not going to want to go back to conventional radar just because I can scan it faster. And so we need to test that particular idea out, and we're moving in that direction to try to do that. We also have to understand how we're going to display this stuff to the user, how we're going to make decisions, the decision theory that comes along, how the algorithms are going to work on these faster updated databases. All of that is research that needs to be done. So we've got a lot of research ahead of us before we're ready to make a decision on whether this is technology that ought to be implemented in a fleet of radars out there.